Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, everybody. How you doing today? Hope you're having a good one. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from our beautiful studios in Los Angeles here on the country and the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station. You are officially on the couch, and today we're going to have a really cool interview. And also, you're going to really enjoy becoming inspired by my special guest, I think. I'll set this up a little bit. But first, let me tell you guys that if you'd like to email or, call us live, you can do so. If you have any questions or comments for what we're talking about today, that would be great. The email is straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Comes right in here to the radio station. We'd love to hear from you. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And of course, you guys can call in live, 323 Los Angeles area code, 323-203-0815. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that about what we're going to be talking about today, which is sort of getting you off your booty, making your life work, feeling better about who you are. And I talked about this a little bit in social media when I was promoting the show this morning. Because, you know, we all need a little boost. We all need that book, that author, to help spur us on and say, dang, I need my life to just sort of get a little rocket boost in it. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't kind of know where you're heading in your life right now, you got to read something that's going to help. So whether this book that we're going to be talking about contains all the information you need to change your life, it really does depend on you. I mean, it's all about you. Okay? So we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including, you know, your alignment. We're going to be talking about motivation, how to find your purpose, how to get going, how to help in relationships, how to become, you know, that guy, that girl that you want to become in your life. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up my guest. But first, you know, this guy's amazing. He's amassed over 30 million views on YouTube. He's produced a video every day for a year. That's really difficult, guys. If you've ever tried to do that, you got to have your stuff together and know how to, you know, speak off the cuff and know what you're talking about. Jarrett Grossman. That's the man. He's quickly become sought after as one of the world's best life coaches and business consultants. He's one of New York's best wrestlers and eventually became a three-time All-American at Bryant University. And after finishing up his JD degree, Jarrett started up a health and fitness brand called Muscle Prodigy. And it generated over 300,000 unique visitors per month, over 1 million social media followers, and topped the charts with several iTunes albums. Yes, of course. He's topped the charts. He's a musician. He's a talk guy. He's a out there person in the world. Like a beacon of light is how they describe him. So let's bring him up live on the air right now. I hear him. Jarrett, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
Good. How are you today? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's exactly what I'd expect.
How's the weather over there in LA?
You know what? I don't want to make you feel bad. I really don't. It's about 80 degrees, cool breezes.
All right, nice.
Beaches. Came to work via the ocean, Pacific Coast Highway today, Jarrett. How's the weather in New York?
I'm actually down in Florida now. It's a bit rainy.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
I'm jealous.
All right. Well, come on up. Visit sometime. Come on down. You know? So, well, I I really enjoyed getting a lot of information from your book. It's called Cracking the Code. Guys, Cracking the Code. So I always like to find out. I always like to find out, you know, what was it that made you decide to write this book? From my viewers, just the first question right out of the box. What made you go for it?
I definitely do believe there is a code, so to speak, to the universe, similar to like the Matrix in a way, you know? So it's been my quest to find out exactly what that is, like deepest answers, so to speak. And so it was out of a lot of my own personal, you know, trying to figure my own life out that I came up with a lot of concepts and ideas about personal development and whatnot. So naturally, you know, I wanted to get all my thoughts on paper, and writing a book is a longer process than you think it's going to be. And for me, it wasn't just, you know, an intent. I'm going to start at page one and this is how many pages it's going to be. I recommend this for anybody who's interested in writing a book.
Yeah.
To take all the content that you actually already have and piece it together and just organize it. See, great writers are great editors, actually.
Yeah.
And it was a large editing process, you know, so I would transcribe videos that I've done, webinars that I've done, mastermind calls that I've done, and articles, and was able to sort of organize it together. And, you know, I throughout the years, I've had people in my inner circle. After you have a lot of conversations and some esoteric talk, deep talk, they're like, you should write a book and so forth. But, you know, eventually it came to fruition.
Right. And it really is about self-empowerment, basically. I mean, I'm just going to keep it short because I'm going to be asking you questions about, you know, specifics in your book, which really, you know, nail down helping different aspects of our lives. So we're going to get into that.
And very nice.
I always also love to find out about some of the stories. You know, about how you went from being picked on and bullied in school and, you know, to one of New York's best wrestlers. And, of course, eventually became a three-time All-American. So, I mean, tell me about that story.
Yeah, so it was actually, I was at the Boys and Girls Club. Kid younger than me actually was horsing around kind of thing. And we were chit-chatting. The trash talk kind of thing, you know how that goes. And then eventually it got a little serious and all of a sudden people were swarming around us and screaming, fight, fight, fight. I got beat up actually that day. And you go into school that Monday morning after losing a fight, not the best experience. I don't wish it upon anybody, and welts on my forehead and so forth. And, you know, life is just going to keep throwing bullies your way.
Yeah.
So you can try to avoid them. But in reality, what it's really pointing at, and I learned this at a young age, kind of was to, you're the only one to be the master of your domain. You have to hold 100% accountability. And so I took it upon myself to transform my body, and I was able to double my body weight. I became a sponge to nutrition and fitness, and eventually got up to 200 pounds and 6% body fat, just being obsessed with transforming my body and understanding everything there is to know about bodybuilding and so forth. And wrestling was something that I really was not good at to start, but I took a an intense liking to it, and especially winning, obviously. So I just wanted to win more and more, and that meant putting in more and more work. Practice, summers, wrestling camps, tournaments, doing double sessions every single day, waking up at 5 a.m. and doing stair sprints before school, showering in high school, you know, before everybody is even, you know, getting on the bus. So it was something that I learned, you know, in terms of discipline and work ethic, that you can really make something out of your life. And fortunately, I was able to have some accolades to go along with it.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, you're an inspiration to so many people. You got through law school, you were going to be an investment banker, then you got into this company, the Muscle Prodigy, and then, of course, you're working on your mind and your body at the same time. And so, I mean, it's just, you are an inspirational speaker. Your YouTube, you know, podcasts, they're amazing. I mean, what you have to say to people
is, I appreciate that.
Really, so inspiring, Jarrett. Really, I mean, it's, the sky's the limit, you know. And you do inspire others to know this, which is terrific. And I know that your book...
Oh, likewise.
Oh.
I love what you're doing, and keep it up. You know, you're very articulate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, we do what we do, you know, our purpose. It's about, you know, our roles and what inspires us sometimes when we're young, you know, and that sort of was my role, to sort of mediate folks. Ever since I was a kid, you know, I was mediating the neighborhood kids, you know, wait a minute, let me help you out, let me do that. Okay, so develop that, and that's the way it goes. But with you.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, I just, you know, thanks. So,
and it's interesting how it forms into a career, right?
Yes.
It's something that you naturally are good at and want to do.
Well, and that really leads me to the next question for you, because, you know, in your book, it really helps readers figure out what it is that they want in life, helping them figure out and why they want it. Now, what I thought was really cool is that you sort of pointed out something that was really important, is to focus on why we want certain things. So why is that important? I know that's a no-brainer question in a way. Well, because I want it, you know, but I mean, right? But why is that important?
Yeah, so the once you figure out the reasons behind something, then everything sort of magically falls into place. You know, it's one thing to know what you want, for instance, but if you understand the right reason, that's really what the universe is formed upon.
Yeah.
Is making sure you understand why. And the reason being is that, let's say you know how to do something, but if you can't articulate it to somebody else, then you don't really know it that well. You think you do.
Right.
And it's being able to articulate it, and once you link up the right reasons, you know, there's a symbiotic relationship between whether you believe in religion or not,
right,
between the creator and the creation, right?
Right, right.
And we're a creation.
Yes.
And we're not necessarily supposed to receive for the sake of us receiving. That's really ego, right? When you think about it.
Okay.
And lots of psychologists have been talking about this over and over, Freud and whatnot.
Right.
And the ego is basically destructive because it leaves you in pain,
right,
ultimately, suffering in one way or another. And throughout the thousands of clients that I work with, everybody at some level is trying to rid of some pain in their life. They're trying to rid of any and all suffering forever.
Right.
When you really break it down, right?
Sure.
We're after this thing called fulfillment.
Yes.
So let's say that I want more money, right? Well, first, a good starting point is to understand how much more. You really have to be very precise. You don't get in a car and just say, you know, take me to the state. You know, you have an actual destination.
Right.
So it's very much the same way, you know, with anything that you want in life. But if you dig deeper down the rabbit hole, why do you want that money? What is it going to do? What is the and it's not just for money itself.
Right.
It is to give you a certain feeling, for instance,
right,
or it's to get to buy, purchase something, which is then going to give you a feeling. So what you're really after is a feeling.
Yes.
And then why do you want that feeling? So the more you dig deeper into the why, the better answers you get, and it more explores what you're really after in life, who you really are as a person. Something I live by is know thyself, that quote.
Mm.
And you really want to peel the onion layer by layer, and back to this creator creation, you know, concept. Right. I heard this quote once, that the purpose of life is to create a creation that can have unlimited desire and happiness,
right,
within that creation, right?
Right.
So when you think about that, well, what is there any human that wishes that upon somebody else? In a way, probably not. You think you do with your close friends and families and so forth.
Sure.
But you get into arguments. So you don't really want them to have boundless happiness. You progress towards that way,
right,
certainly throughout your life, you know, this concept of unconditional love.
Right.
Most of us, our love is very conditional.
Yes.
And there, if you could imagine an idea of a creator wanting to give unconditional love to somebody else now, and if you could progress towards that ideal, of wishing that upon others.
Yeah.
Now you have this symbiotic relationship that goes full circle, and the only way you're going to get there is by understanding the why behind things.
That's
so to give
great.
You a long-winded answer.
No, that's cool. It's really cool. And I think we all have to, you know, one of my mantras is just allow. It's part of the human experience. We're all going to have our own unresolved issues, mm-hmm. and that's how we develop through life. We go through our journey, and we allow others to be who they are, and and you'll be talking about this a little bit more, I know, is getting in touch with that which you are, you know, your truth, finding your truth and your identity, which leads me to the next question. You say that all of us have that inner blueprint. So what do you mean by that? What is that?
Absolutely. So if you think about a tree, when you look at it, there's a seed that goes into the ground
mm-hmm.
and determines what kind of tree that's going to be, whether it's a pine tree, an oak tree, what kind of leaves it will have, if it will have a brown trunk, a green trunk, how it's going to have ridges or so forth, right?
Right.
So it's very much the exact same way with humans. We call it DNA. Everyone has a innate, unique purpose. And what I mean by that is somebody who's really designed to be a Navy SEAL, while we consider that incredibly tough,
mm-hmm.
if you were to make them, you know, turn them and say, hey, all right, let's switch careers and now we're going to throw you and be a paralegal, they might find that tough in a very different way.
Yes.
All right? Yeah. That might be mentally exhausting in some capacity,
yeah.
doing legal briefs and so forth, right?
Right.
Or whatever profession it is,
mm-hmm.
whether they're an artist or a dentist, everybody's got a real design
mm-hmm.
that is attached to them.
Yeah.
And it's in your duty to find out what that is. Your combination of qualities and your DNA will never be duplicated.
Yes.
And it's a matter of reverse engineering exactly who you are, let's say, in the future, and you get glimpses of it. And this is what I mean by an inner blueprint that's attached to you. See, I could go on and on, but time is the fourth dimension.
Yes.
And it's something that we don't really understand. But if you think about a three-dimensional world, that would be like 2nd Avenue, 12th Street,
right.
and 14th floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Now, in a two-dimensional world, 2nd Avenue and 12th Street, you can't access the 14th floor.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that it's not there. It just means that you're a prisoner to that dimension.
Right.
We're in a third-dimensional world, but we're a prisoner to the present time. We can't travel back and forth. But just because we can't access it doesn't mean it's not there. Doesn't mean it's not going on right now.
Right.
So what I firmly believe is that the future is really within us. Just
mm-hmm.
like the past is, too. Certain moments in our past pop up, and it isn't until we understand certain decisions that we made in the past that those start fading.
Yes.
They start going away. The reason why they're popping up has nothing to do with the past. It's a conflict that's present in the present time.
Right.
And you have to resolve that. But it's just, the future is within us as well. And
right.
so what I invite my clients to do oftentimes is to glimpses that they've had of themselves in the future, let's
yes.
say 20 years, when I snap my fingers, where are you going to be?
Yes.
And there's probably an image that pops up.
Right.
Instead of just shying it away that this image is nonsensical in a way, really bring it into crystal clear focus
right.
and turn it from gray and add color.
Yes.
Now, take it from a still image and turn it into a movie. Add before scenes, add after mm-hmm. scenes. Who's there? Where mm-hmm. are you?
Yes.
Right? And once you really tap into this, now you're going to get pulled by something.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Pull motivation is far more powerful than push motivation. You can't push yourself to do certain things forever. So, for instance, you know, you get an idea that I'm going to lose a whole bunch of weight, and it sounds very good in the beginning.
Right.
But we know how that goes. You know,
sure.
after 5 days, the pizza starts looking good and getting better and better. Right?
Right.
And the reason is you can't push yourself to do that long term. It's not sustainable.
Right.
Well, if you get pulled by something, now it's effortless. It's autopilot. So if you have a clear vision of you stepping on stage as a fitness model or whatever it is,
right, right.
Now it's something that's really attached to your identity.
Right.
And once it's attached to your identity, now you're going to be on autopilot in terms of your actions towards it.
Oh, that's really, I am totally in sync with you on that idea, and I've always believed, you know, in, you also have to attach to the emotion, right, involved with the, you know, visuals of the future. There's got to be an emotion of how you feel, who's around you, what kind of an environment are you in, right? So it's the emotion of feeling so good about yourself as well in that particular situation. You think that's so important?
I think that is incredibly important. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're programmed to seek pleasure and avoid pain.
Yes.
That's our entire life. Our brain is always thinking of associations and always drawing up schemes to be able to move closer to that direction.
Right.
So the more you can take this visualization concept and attach emotion to it in terms of pleasure,
right,
the more likely you are to move towards that direction. Your brain is going to start figuring out ways of how to move towards it. If there's an emotional pain associated with something, you're gonna move away from it. So let's say that you're in sales or whatnot, and there's pain with cold calling, right? Because you get rejected a lot of the time. Your brain is going to figure out ways. How do I procrastinate? How do I not do this? Right.
Right.
And it's in really exploring that at a deeper level. That it's emotions that are actually leading you to something.
Yes.
You know, so maybe it's telling you, it's indicating that maybe cold calling isn't the best method for you to get sales. Maybe you got to start learning how to do lead generation and start doing pull marketing.
Right. That's beautiful. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio, and I'm talking to an amazing, inspirational guy, you know, Jarrett Grossman. He has a new book out. He has another book out, too, but we'll talk about that and how you can get a hold of them and find out more about him at the end of the show. I want you to hang in there, guys, with me, because you're going to learn a lot. But Jarrett Grossman is really seen as one of the world's best life coaches and business consultants. His latest book we're talking about is Cracking the Code. And it's really getting your act together in your life, you know, and just finding your purpose. I don't care how far along you are in your journey in life. If you're really young and you're ready to go and you have a lot of questions, this is the one that's going to help you. Or if you're older, whatever that means. and you say, I want a new beginning. I'm tired of the same old stuff. I want to start really rocking it, you know, with my life, with my health, with just feeling better and do some different things in my life, forming a new identity, you know, get your inner blueprint going, start visualizing, start manifesting and things like that. So that's what we're talking about today. If you guys would like to email me, I have a couple of emails coming in here on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Some questions from listeners, but I'd rather cover a few more things before we tackle those. Is that okay, Jarrett?
Absolutely.
All right. So we do have limiting beliefs. And while you were talking to me a little bit earlier, you were, you know, saying how we just kind of change our focus. We change our blueprint. Get in touch with it, rather, and do a lot of imagery and utilize that emotion with where you're going to be in 10 to 20 years. You know, being that which you are and taking steps to get there. Just see yourself and possibly seeing yourself there now. That's the fourth dimension stuff, you know, being there now, right? But,
yes.
Yeah. So a lot of us, though, always have those creepy little neural patterns that were formed, and I do think that they were formed when we were younger. And sometimes we're still stuck on those, and we go back to those, I think, in the old brain for survival mechanisms. You know, it goes, ooh, remember when you were beat up? And it's like, you got to be afraid of people like that. You know, even though, or, ooh, I had bad mommy or daddy or whatever the situation was, you know, that old survival neural pattern kind of goes, heads up, look out, you know, be hypervigilant, somebody's going to come at you. How do we get rid of some of those old limiting beliefs and fears?
Sure. So, great question. I'll walk you through a couple aspects. We'll walk through visualization techniques in terms of how you can actually remove some of them very fast.
Cool.
But we got to get the belief correct. You're right. We make associations all day long.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what's good for us and what's bad for us, essentially. And if we have a bad experience with something, our brain
and when we're younger, it turns into sort of a traumatic experience that we never want to do it again kind of thing.
Right.
Now, part of that is good for you. Part of it is bad for you. What I mean by that is part of it is good for you in the sense that what probably happened for a reason to indicate, you know, some cue to stay away from this type of danger or whatever it is. But what's bad for you is we often blanket it and put an entire box around it and we create false associations along with it.
Yes.
So it's really what transformed my life is taking 100% accountability for absolutely everything that's going on in my life, good or what I thought was bad.
Yes.
Essentially. And just saying, I'm not going to displace blame on anybody. And that means I'm not going to displace blame on my parents. I'm not going to displace blame on whatever circumstances you think were out of your control.
Right.
That you're going to assume responsibility for it, thinking that maybe you had control of it even before you were born. Maybe there was a spiritual, if we believe in an afterlife, you know, what's this comes before the afterlife, right?
Right.
So is it so crazy to believe that this is an afterlife of something else?
Mm-hmm.
So it was walking down that road and further digging down deeper to is it possible? Of course it's possible. So thinking that maybe along the timeline somewhere that you start at some place and you're trying to get to this other location, the destination, which is the highest form of yourself.
Yes.
Now the highest form of yourself is somebody that really masters their thoughts to give what we were talking about earlier, unconditional love to somebody else and the world at large, essentially. Yeah. So the more you can move in that direction, the better your life is going to be, and not just from an internal perspective, but there has to be some belief that what goes on inside has a result on the external, meaning different people come into your life, you're sending off a different energy about you.
Right.
So back to what we were talking about in terms of the limiting beliefs and so forth that we have, it's really just really taking 100% responsibility of your thoughts to just get them in line with what is the highest form of myself in terms of how I can think. Wow. And that's the starting point. Now, there's certain limit beliefs that you know that are stupid to have. We all have them, right? We're afraid of something, whether it's a job interview, and we're like, well, why am I thinking this way? I'm overthinking it. Why am I feeling nervous? Whatever it is. And you could do a visualization technique, for instance, where you can draw up the image of what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
Look at yourself as if you were a third party perspective there in the scene. And now you just want to imagine taking an eraser and erasing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or scrubbing it out.
Yes.
Like you're scrubbing it.
Yes.
Or scratching it.
That's a great visual.
And now you can form a new image.
Yes.
Now you can form a new image of how you want to react in that environment. And now all of a sudden, now you're creating different neural patterns and connections and so forth in terms of how you could physically respond to what's going on. But you got to do this literally dozens of times to get the right image, probably. And there's tons of visualization techniques that I walk people through, but it's an understanding where your faulty patterns are in terms of your thinking and what the higher form of yourself does.
Yeah.
And most importantly, just understand a lot of times we don't think that what's going on is beneficial for us.
Yes,
but in reality, it's probably perfect and we miss it. Now, if you could imagine, let's say, you know, God willing, we live a long life, Dr. Michelle, right?
Yes.
Let's say you live 95 years.
Yeah.
Okay? And is there a scenario that if you were to create a life for yourself, that maybe 4 days out of those 95 years, you want to experience something a little terrifying or a little, you know, out of the ordinary box that it's suspenseful?
Yes.
In a way, you probably would, right?
Yes.
Otherwise,
exactly.
it would just be right. Maybe boring,
yes.
Like a movie, right?
It'd be really boring.
Ups and downs, or roller coasters.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, maybe your life is exactly perfect, and you just need to figure out why.
Yes.
And that's extraordinarily helped me, as opposed to trying to change what's going on and being dissatisfied with it, to just say, well, is there a possibility of me wanting it to be this way?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, good stuff. Really good stuff to think about. You know, I love the fact that you also have a spiritual sense to yourself, too. And I think it's so important to have that connection, because it really is. There's so much in the, like you talk about the dimensions, but there's so much in the unseen that we are unaware of because we are in the third dimension here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and when you touched on the word energy when you were talking, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's not old brain necessarily picking up vibes from other people or picking up senses of survival, but there certainly is so much going on, and I think there's such a revolution, such a change in the world. You know, it's coming to fruition, and you're part of that movement, which is so great. I mean, you're really empowering a lot of people. Guys, I'm talking to Jarrett Grossman. He's really sought after as one of the world's best life coaches and business consultants. And also one of New York's best wrestlers. I mean, he's an amazing athlete as well. He has a great health and fitness brand, Muscle Prodigy. We're going to tell you more about that. So many visitors per month, over 1 million social media followers. He's rocking it. But he's going to help you out in his latest book. We're talking about cracking the code. All right. Now, I invited some listeners to write in. There's a really cool email. I would just want to jump on this one right now. And is that okay if I just kind of shoot it out there to you and you can help this?
Absolutely.
Listener? All right. This is from Colin. Colin, thank you. He said, I work out at a pretty well-known gym in Venice, California. Probably Gold's, huh? What do you think? That's probably Gold.
I used to work out there, yeah.
Did you? Yeah. He says, I have an awesome personal trainer. Who's helped me develop my body through motivation, pushing myself, nutrition, and mindful tricks, whatever that means. He said, but my girlfriend of a year has always said to me that I have a great body, but that I should not depend so much on my outward appearance and work more on my inside. What would you suggest? Ouch. Get rid of her.
Yeah, so
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This is a great segue.
Yeah.
This is a great segue from what you mentioned earlier about the energy, because let's bring it back. Is it so hard to believe that energy, and they're doing scientific research all on this stuff, that there's an energy field out there that we can't see with the human eye, just like we can't see light waves, we can't see sound waves, we can't see the Wi-Fi signal. It doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
It's just that we don't have that capacity in this kind of sphere, in a way.
Right.
So alluding to that, there's a reason why your girlfriend is probably saying that, because going back to the energy, probably because most of the stuff that people say to us in our inner circle is things that we're thinking ourselves, that they're saying it out loud.
Mm, right.
Most of the time.
Ugh.
And so it's probably because somewhere in your soul, in your brain, you're thinking the exact same thing, that maybe I'm caring or obsessing a little too much on the external, and maybe I should focus on the internal. There's three components to health, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is internally. That's first and foremost. Hopefully everything is there. You could look amazing, but if you know, God forbid, have a life-threatening illness, you're not going to care how much how great you look like or what your body fat is or whatnot.
Yeah.
Right?
Chip.
So internally, everything's got to be taken care of. The second component are your energy levels. Hopefully that's okay, and that's exactly where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third component is sort of, you're happy with the way that you look.
Yes.
But that really is ancillary in a sense. And I had to go through a long process to be able to understand that, because I was obsessed with the way I looked for a long time.
Sure.
But it goes back to quality of life.
Right.
Let's say that you're 5% body fat.
Uh-huh.
Every time that we get motivation, we ramp it up in the areas where we're already strong.
Mm-hmm.
So just speaking from personal experience, when I used to listen to a pump-up song, something that got my juices going,
right.
It was always, I've got to go to the gym.
Right.
Got to go for a run.
Right.
It's always the same thing, even though that's pretty much maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
There's such marginal returns on your investment there, when other things in your life are probably crashing and burning.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably your relationship isn't where you want it to be. Maybe your finances aren't where you want it to be. Your legacy, your contribution, your career. So what is going to increase the quality of your life your most? Not something you've already mastered, something that you haven't mastered yet. And it was really something that really opened my eyes and just realized, okay, the name of the game is a never-ending commitment to balance.
Right.
And right. Once it's in balance, now you're not stressed. And now you can grow it up to, you know, a 10 out of 10 in all areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 5% body fat, if you got to 6.5% or 7% body fat, for instance, but you restored your relationship. Your finances are doing way better, so you're not stressed about the bills.
Right.
Who has the better quality of life?
Right.
I would that's probably right. allude to the person in the second category.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So we're talking about managing our fears, lowering our stress, taking good care of ourselves in our minds and our bodies as well. You know, like you said, balance is so important. So I think, you know, that makes so much sense. So thank you, Colin, for writing in. And, you know, again, we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of Jarrett's latest book, Cracking the Code, to help you out finding your purpose, help you focus on the things you want to create in your life, having better relationships. You know, and there really are formulas and tools that you can use in this book as well that I really appreciate because they're well thought out. And they're based on some, you know, very scientific no-brainer principles, but we don't think about these things. But the way that Jarrett sort of creates it is in a different language of understanding that I think you guys will vibe to. So thanks again, Colin. We have a few more emails coming in, but, you know, I want to also ask you a few more questions before we, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Why is it important for us to have a little more intense and spiritual connections? And I like to touch on these things because, you know, you're kind of there. And I know that you probably practice these things on a daily basis. So what's up with that? Well, how does that help
Absolutely.
Us? And you're not talking about religion per se. I mean, we all sometimes are brought up with a particular religion, but that doesn't serve us sometimes, you know?
Yeah, look, there's definitely some overlap with religion and spirituality. There always has been, because going back on the timeline, this is something that people and civilizations and tribes have been trying to search for since the beginning of time, trying mm-hmm. to find the answers. And it doesn't matter. You can make a gazillion dollars and have all the fame in the world. Do it. Achieve it. I want you to. But then at some level, you're still going to have a void of, where did I come from? Who am I?
Right.
What's my purpose? Where am I going? Is this the end all be all? No, because you'll keep raising the game for yourself.
Right.
So, for give you an example, if you make $500,000, you're going to say, well, time to make $1 million. And if you make $1 million, it's going to be, well, it's time to make $5 million or whatever. You're going to compare yourself around different stratosphere of people
mm-hmm.
until you're the richest man in the world, the richest woman in the world.
Mm.
And at that point, you'll say, what else is next? Is this it? You'll keep raising the game for yourself. So there will always be that void. And you mentioned a spiritual connection is very important, obviously, not just to increase the level of your life, but again, to move to this concept of unconditional love, that if there is a creator and you are the creation, how do you move closer and closer towards that ideal?
Mm.
And it's going to be in the study of spirituality and religion. Now, anything that's lasted in terms of texts for thousands of years, 2,000 years, 5,000 years, the Egyptian civilizations and so forth, there's probably a lot of truth there, because why would civilizations go through the lengths of preserving it?
Yes.
Probably because it speaks to some truth, and it speaks to some truth within people's souls to them worship it, essentially.
Yes.
Like when we get when we hear Declaration of Independence, for instance, you know, for most Americans, it moves them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
There's a deep, you know, calling there, in a sense, because there's so much truth in it.
Yes.
And so when you're talking about whether you believe the stories or not, they're definitely mythological, you know, there's symbolism there, there's analogies there that relate to aspects of life that you can, you know, take with you forever. So
yes.
It's only going to enhance your quality of life.
Oh, beautiful. Love it. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, and we're talking about motivation with the world's best life coach, Jarrett Grossman. And he's written a good book. It's called Cracking the Code. We're going to crack your code. We're gonna open up the egg. we're gonna get that eggnog of yours working here, guys, and your body as well. And as I encouraged you a little bit earlier in the show to email me if you have a question, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We have one more quickie that I'd like to share, and I hear this all the time from people, especially here on the West Coast, because this is the entertainment capital of the world, supposedly. And it's a question from Katie, and I think it's pretty valid. I think you'll be able to help her out a little bit. She said, "Hey guys, thanks for this great topic. I can't wait to get your book." Thanks, Katie. I'll tell you about that.
Awesome.
She says, "I hate confrontation and conflict, but my boss seems to keep me in the same position in my job and keeps putting off giving me a raise. I'm in the entertainment business in Hollywood. I have an amazing job and I'm a great employee, and I work between 10 to 12 hours a day. I'm chronically fatigued, but that's what it's like in production. How can I be more assertive to my boss and get what I want out of my career?"
Great question, Katie, and thank you so much for the kind sentiments. Basically, Katie, what I want you to do is envision, or you could do this, draw two dots next to each other on a piece of paper, but with a little distance between them, and then you're going to draw it into a triangle up top, and so you meet them at the epicenter there.
Okay.
One side of your brain is saying, "I don't want to press forward and step on somebody's toes," and you could point that out at the left dot of that triangle, and then the right one is saying, "Well, I have to say something. I have to be assertive."
Right.
They're both right.
Right.
Your job is to come to that middle ground, which is at an elevated ground in the middle, which is to pay respects to both. Meaning you want to be respectful. You don't want to compromise yourself and overextend yourself where you may lose your job, for instance, and that's probably what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is always working for you.
Yeah.
There's never something wrong with your brain. Everybody should remember that. Now,
right,
you probably have neglected the other component of it, which is you got to be more assertive. And you are probably getting walked on a little bit throughout your life, and that's how you're recognizing it. And you've already made the decision. You wouldn't be asking this. You already made the decision to do it. Now you actually just have to do it, which is just basically confront. And confront is, I believe, from Latin, it with face, to face. You need to face your boss, essentially.
Uh-huh. Right.
Step up. And you know, it's a scary thing to do, but the fact that you're talking about it, you've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a great, you know, technique to just understand is that if there's something inside of you that has the capacity to do it, which it already does, right? So visualize yourself in the process of you standing in front of your boss and actually telling him, you know, it's time for some escalation here, and there's just leaves on top of that and that seed, and it's you're now in the process of removing those weeds to get to that inner seed that's already done it. But that inner seed is already within you. So
yeah,
let me give you sort of an analogy or an example.
Yeah.
Like, let's say that you're a kid and you get a bad grade in school on your report card, and you're so nervous to tell your parents, but eventually you're going to have to do it, right? So it's already within you to do it, but now you're just sort of deliberating until you actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the capacity is already there. So now just reverse engineer yourself back to the idea that, you know, if I'm able to do it sometime in the future, then why can't I just do that now?
Right. I love it. That's great. Katie, thank you so much for emailing us. And by the way, in case you missed the whole spiel that Jarrett just talked about, our show will be up in the archives here on LA Talk Radio on my webpage. Also, I have iTunes podcasts for free. Yeah, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. So you guys can go ahead and listen and listen and listen again to this show and get a lot of the amazing concepts and also information about how to get a hold of Jarrett's latest book, Cracking the Code. It's a good one. So, you know, we'll just help you out with all different aspects of your life, basically, because there are just basic concepts that keep us flowing and keep us creating. I just had a real quick thing that I wanted to ask you. This is just something that you had said earlier. You were, I think you were answering Colin's question, and you said something about, you know, when someone's thinking something about us or complains about us or, you know, kind of brings us, I guess, a complaint, negative kind of thing, it may originate because that's what we're thinking about ourselves, right?
Yes.
Okay, so are are you saying that we're really connected with others, or we're totally kind of they're intuitive with us, or are we part of the law of attraction? In other words, that which we think about, we attract to us. I'm not sure.
Very excellent, excellent question. So Eckhart Tolle talked about this in his books in terms of the power. Now he talks about pain bodies attracting other pain bodies in a way. We're always going to sniff out subconsciously on an energetic level the pain of somebody very close to us. So usually what will happen is we'll get into conflict with somebody about this thing until that pain is no longer there within them.
Right.
And we do it at a subconscious level. And this takes place at an even more rapid rate with couples in a way.
Yes.
You know, man and woman, husband and wife, or whatever it is, you know.
Right.
So, and this is why there's some more tension and so forth. But I believe that, you know, it's in that capacity because the love is so strong between in that bond that you can handle it, essentially.
Yes.
Right. So it takes place and you overlook the faults and as a whole, if
right.
that makes sense. But
yeah.
It's definitely an energetic thing that other people are picking up upon, and the conversation naturally leads there. Why does it lead there? I think it's for a deep purpose to get rid of that conflict, that pain within you.
Oh, that's beautiful. So if we have fears about anything, possibly, whatever it may be, not being enough or that, you know, things are coming to us that are negative, we got to really think about where our brains are at and what our heads are attracting at that particular time, you know, right?
Yeah.
Really important.
Absolutely.
All right. So what I'd like to do is just have you kind of tell listeners the best way that they can find out more about you. Can you chat about your Muscle Prodigy fitness brand a little bit and also how they can get your books?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So Muscle Prodigy was a business I created while I was in law school with my childhood friend. I quickly realized that law was not a career that I wanted to follow the path of that would make me feel really fulfilled inside. There was just a void while I was in law school, essentially, that I want to be working on something that I'm truly passionate about. Because I think there's two things that you need to pick a career in.
Right.
You need to pick one that you're incredibly skilled at, because it doesn't matter how much you love it.
Yeah.
If you're not good at it, you're not going to go anywhere with it. Mm-hmm. But then also, you do have to love it, or you won't put in the extra hours, you won't learn, you won't do the continuing education that's required and so forth, and you just won't put yourself to that action every single day, the incredible commitment that it takes.
Right.
So for me, at that time, it was fitness. You know, it was just, that's what transformed my body, my life, my psychology, everything about it was I just understood the power of it. And I believe that if fear is very physical, like you're talking about, we feel it in our body.
Sure, we absolutely do.
You walk down an alley that you start breathing different,
your
chest tightens, right? So it's physical. So the quickest way out of it is to do something physical out of fear.
Right.
So, and anxieties and things, depression, it's something that overtakes your entire body. So working out is a way to break through that mentally, but just pushing myself in the gym allowed me to push myself in other areas of life, whether it was academics, whether it was career-wise, financially, and so forth. You just learn the power that there's a limitless to you, you know, when you go for a run, there's voices that come on.
Right.
And when you pick up the pace, that come on and say, stop, stop.
Yes.
That you have to shut down that voice, essentially,
right.
if you want to be successful in sports. So that voice is going to come up throughout time and time again. And now you do have control over your mind. You have a mental toughness to you that you develop.
Right.
And I want to impart that wisdom upon as many people as possible.
Perfect.
So That's what Muscleprodigy is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I created a 45-day workout program and meal plan guide.
Great.
To jumpstart people to this lifestyle. So it just teaches you everything about the gym, about the kitchen, so that you can get in the best shape of your life in just 45 days.
That's great.
And that's not an exaggeration. I've helped clients lose 100 pounds in a couple of months.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It is very possible.
Yeah, you're a powerhouse in the body and health, fitness brand. You are.
So, that's true.
How can folks get? We have just a few more seconds here. How can folks find you on the internet? What's the best way for people to research?
Start with the workout program meal plan guide. Go to mp45.com, and when you're ready for the spiritual talk, you're ready for the higher level thinking.
Yes.
Head over to jarrettgrossman.com. jarrettgrossman.
Perfect.
And I would love to work with you one-on-one. I also have a mastermind group that I'd love certain intellectuals to be a part of.
Yeah. Jarrett, you're the best. Thank you so much for spending time with me today on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. It's been great.
Thanks so much. Okay, it's an honor.
Oh, I so appreciate what you do to inspire others. All right. Have a good one. Yeah, Come back on sometime. I'll look forward to the next book. How's that? Take care now.
Yes. Take care. Bye.
All righty, guys. If you'd like to replay the show, you'd like a little more information about Jarrett and his program, Muscle Prodigy, and also his book, Cracking the Code, Empower Yourself, Find Out More About Your Life, Make Yourself a Lot Better, Feeling Good About Who You Are, and Live La Vida Loca. Dr. Michelle here getting off the couch, but more great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. I'll be back next week with more inspiration, helping you be the best you can be. And as I always do say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works in the world. Bye-bye now. Tonight.